following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And in case you are not watching, Roger Federer, Novak Djokovic, breakfast at Wimbledon, all squared away, one set apiece right now. And Roger just got the first game in the third set. I don't know about this DeAndre Jordan cat, man. I've had a lot of time to think about that whole deal. I'm scratching my head. I really am. You tell the team you're coming, you back out, you go back to your old squad, you got problems with CP, you don't have problems with CP. Maybe you do. I don't know what the heck's going on. And then Doc Rivers saying, hey, you don't need to tell anybody anything. You don't have to apologize, nothing. DeAndre does apologize, though, which is kind of cool. But I'm still scratching my head about the whole thing. Serena Williams, what can we say about this chick? She's unbelievable, man. Unbelievable how good she is. Speaking of good, maybe great, Jordan Spieth. Dude is unreal. Dude is unreal, man. And another guy that's unreal, Jeff Rich. Good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? A lot going on, man. Jordan Spieth just continues to do it. I think it's an exciting year for sports. We got a Triple Crown winner in horse racing. We got a Serena Slam. We might have actual Grand Slams in men's golf and women's tennis.
Absolutely, man. So much to talk about. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf, man. We're just getting warmed up. Get on board with us. And we'll give you that number in just a moment. But we'll be right back in just a flash. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Whatever you do, remember to keep it on the level. I'm Danny Lippert with tips for today's homeowner. After the break, we'll talk about how important it is to start out on an even plane for flawless flooring right after this. Old, ugly, or damaged bathtubs and sinks don't have to be ripped out and replaced. Save money and give new life to bathroom fixtures with Homax Tough as Tile Spray-On Epoxy Finish. Preparation is the key, so follow the directions carefully and don't cut any corners. With Homax Tough as Tile, you can refinish your bathtub or sink yourself and get great results without hiring a professional. Homax, creating better homes. Many homeowners are tackling do-it-yourself flooring these days, and one of the most popular options is a ceramic or porcelain tile. But if your home is on a slab and you discover indentations in the concrete, it's important that you take steps to create a smooth and level surface before the first piece of flooring goes down. Otherwise, you'll wind up with an uneven finished floor as well as a possibility of unsightly cracks developing. A 6-foot level is a great tool to find low spots in the slab, and once identified, you need to get rid of them. The easiest way to do that is to use a self-leveling compound, which is a masonry powder mixed with water that you pour into the low spots to quickly fill in any indentation. Once dry, you'll have a level slab ready for your new flooring. I'm Danny Lippert with tips for today's homeowner.
Not all waters are created equal. Alchemy Water has been specially treated with a patented system to create a premium alkaline water that tastes great and offers more benefits than natural water. Alchemy is ionized and microclustered for antioxidant protection while neutralizing free radicals. Plus, it's fluoride-free and eco-friendly. All of these things add up to the ultimate health and wellness premium water. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E-water.com. Craftmatic.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
This is Bart Short, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got Jeff Rich along with me as he is each and every week. You can join 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. And then check us out here at Sports Byline USA. A lot of things happening in the sports world. We had the women dominate the World Cup a week ago. Like you said, we had the Triple Crown earlier. We've had a crazy free agency in the NBA. Baseball has been some unbelievable stuff, too. This Andrew McCutchen kid is really coming on. What can we say about Harper and the year he's had? What can we say about Paul Goldschmidt and the year he's had? So a lot of great things out there right now to talk about, Jeff. I don't even know where to start today, to be honest with you, with all the things we have to talk about. But I do want to start with that DeAndre Jordan deal. How do you feel about the way he handled the situation with the Dallas Mavericks and the Clippers, for that matter?
Well, you know, I think that this is a result of what the news cycle does to these stories, because, you know, there's that moratorium period. You know, you get free agency on July 1st. You can talk to anybody you want. Nobody could sign until July 9th, and there's a reason for that. You know, I think that there's both buyers and sellers remorse to actually getting the deal inked and official. And I think that common sense prevailed. I mean, if you look at this as purely a basketball decision, you know, DeAndre choosing between Chris Paul and the hodgepodge of point guards Mark Cuban's got there in Dallas, this is really no-brainer for the story to come out, and it always does on the first days, you know, when teams agree to terms, and usually things hold up. But, you know, in DeAndre's case, the Clippers knew that they had a shot to get him to renege with Dallas, and it got ugly. It got ugly because he lied. It got ugly because Cuban didn't believe his apology was self-composed or genuine. So, it ends up being a sticky situation. I think at the end of the day, strictly from a basketball perspective, DeAndre made a good decision. He's going to take a little bit of a PR hit, but let's face it, he's DeAndre Jordan. This isn't LeBron James in the decision. So this is going to be water under the bridge soon enough. I think he might have one ugly road game against the Dallas Mavericks, but he plays on a pretty good basketball team for Doc Rivers and company.
You know, look, I've got mixed feelings about this because, truthfully, you know, he deceived the Dallas Mavericks, I think. And that's what is really the deal here is, you know, they thought they were getting DeAndre Jordan and he agrees verbally with them. And then all of a sudden changes his mind and decides to go back to the Clippers with CP and Doc Rivers and the rest of the guys. And then there was one thing that really stuck out to me that somebody said, and Chandler Parsons said, you know what, DeAndre Jordan isn't ready to be a superstar. And to be a guy that, you know, they build around. And here's where I agree with you on what you're saying. Look, the bottom line is they have such a great core there with the Clippers that it doesn't make a lot of sense for a guy to want to leave that. Unless, Jeff, however, he is trying to be that superstar and carry a team on his own. And let's face it, DeAndre Jordan is not capable of that. And therefore, I agree with you. The decision that he made was the proper decision via a basketball move. But to deceive a team and to make them think that you're coming to them, that I don't agree with at all. And I understand the whole time period on everything. I get it. I understand it. I know why they have it. But maybe at the end of the day, they shouldn't have it. And guys should make decisions, and they should learn to stick with their decision. Yes or no?
Yeah, they absolutely should. I mean, I don't think that anybody's particularly taking DeAndre's side on this. I don't think that anybody has Mr. Jordan coming out as a saint on this whole deal. But again, it's happened before. I've got a little experience with this following the Cavaliers.
Sure.
Carlos Boozer makes a handshake deal with Gordon Gund. Utah gives them an offer sheet that's significantly better that the Cavaliers can't match, and suddenly you're talking about a player betraying his owner. And not only that, because in the case of Gordon Gund was blind, so he stabbed a blind man in the back. I think that Clevelanders with common sense have gotten over that. Obviously LeBron's served his penance in returning. So it's something that happens. It's really weird. We've seen things that almost happen, like the CP3 deal to the Lakers. We see things almost happen, but we got to remember how to consume the news. It's not just take everything that's reported or speculated at face value. You have to understand what's official and what's just agreed to terms. I mean, they're two different buckets, but it gets really confusing, and I think that it makes DeAndre Jordan come across like a badder guy than he was.
Yeah, again, I think we both agree as far as the basketball decision, absolutely the right move. They've got a great shot to obviously win a championship or compete for a championship. I mean, we know what San Antonio just did, so obviously it makes them a front runner as well as the Golden State Warriors. But look, basketball move, 100% I agree with you. As far as how people may think of him as a person and his commitment and his loyalty and whether he sticks with his word, well, that's a whole different thing. And I don't disagree with you. Yeah, it's been done before. Many times, several times this has been done. And each time it happens, we sit there and we say, wow, how does somebody do that? So maybe they need to change the rule on the amount of time guys have to decide about this stuff. And free agency is free agency. So to me, it's like, if you verbally agree with somebody, then you're pretty committed to those people. And yeah, you could get scooped up back by your team again and whatnot, but ultimately maybe that's uncomfortable when you go back and play for your team. And maybe it's obvious, and it's going to be uncomfortable when you go to that team that you obviously deceived. So look, it is what it is. Basketball wise, great decision. People wise, person wise, it makes you scratch your head about DeAndre Jordan.
No, absolutely. And I got to say, I'm a little entertained by the way the Cuban's handling this. Really trying to pip his Cyberdust product, saying that DeAndre's apology is not an apology because he didn't write it. And then they bring in Zaza Pachulia, and Cuban tries to justify it that they're taking the best stopgap measures. So for the Dallas Mavericks, it kind of stinks. And it kind of stinks that Cuban went out and was so forthcoming about that they would have tanked if they didn't land DeAndre, and
yeah,
that they brought in Wes Matthews because they were putting a team together rather than trying to tank, and probably sending Dirk Nowitzki off into the sunset. I think that he's the unspoken of victim in all of this.
Great call. Absolutely. I mean, think about it. This is a guy that has taken less several times to stay with the Dallas Mavericks. And you know what? They haven't necessarily put the pieces around him for him to go out there and compete. So I think that's an excellent point. He's a guy that deserves to ride out in the sunset with all of the his heart and determination and blood and sweat and tears and everything he's given that team, a championship to go with it. So, yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. The biggest loser in this whole deal is Dirk Nowitzki, a guy that has been everything and more for the Dallas Mavericks that they could have ever imagined. So I agree with you 100%. He's the guy. He's the big loser in all this. And you know what? Cuban and him have a very good relationship. We all know that. But maybe Dirk Nowitzki saying to himself, you know what, maybe I shouldn't have done all the things that I did, and maybe toward the end of my career was a time for me to go out and look for other opportunities to continue winning a championship and be on a squad that has a great chance, you know. So I don't know. I think you hit the nail right on the head, to be honest with you, man. DeAndre Jordan makes the right basketball decision. Dallas Mavericks get deceived, and Dirk Nowitzki, probably the biggest loser out of everybody, because he's a guy that deserves a shot to win, and let's face it, they probably don't have a shot to beat and compete with San Antonio and the Golden State Warriors. So, anyways, good wrap on DeAndre Jordan. We'll be back in just a few to get going with some other things. Maybe talk about Serena and some of her impressiveness that she has, but we'll get at it. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week. You can jump in 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports and check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Again, so much to talk about in the world of sports. We have been talking about this DeAndre Jordan character a little bit. I want to shift gears. I want to talk about Serena Williams for a moment here and her dominance of the women's game. To be honest with you, Jeff, I mean, I don't know how much of a tennis person you are. Obviously, we all know I am a tennis guy. I do it for a living. I teach tennis as well as the sports radio stuff. But it's really impressive, man. It's unbelievable to watch her go out there and dominate the way she does. She's so much physically stronger. She's more athletic. She's just flat out better. She's on a different level. She's on a different plane, man. It's like literally watching greatness every single time she steps out on a court. Do you find it as amazing as I do? Yes or no?
Oh, absolutely. I would take the point a little bit further and say that she plays the more watchable form of tennis, because there's a lot less aces in the women's game, and there's a lot more returns, there's a lot more volleys. It's a little more fun to watch, quite frankly. I haven't caught a lot of Wimbledon. I watched watched Serena put away Heather Watson last weekend. Caught a few games of the match against Venus, and just absolutely watched her punish Sharapova the other day. So, it's interesting. And, I don't watch a lot of ESPN, but I happened to be home this week, taking a few days for myself. And I caught Jason Whitlock on PTI talking about how playing a player like Sharapova brings her, inner city, anger and the people that have repressed her and her sister her whole life. And that's what fuels her when she plays a player like Sharapova. And let's face it, he's talking about the Anglo-white, white woman that gets magazine covers and gets a lot of praise whether they win tournaments or not. So I think Serena's just sticking her middle finger up to everybody that's doubted her over the last 15 years. It's really something to see. You don't usually see tennis players still on the upswing at this age in their career.
Well, not only that, and I agree with you, man. She plays with a serious chip on her shoulder, man. And you can see it every time she takes that court. And I've really found her to be very interesting in a lot of the things that she says. And, you can love her, you can hate her. I find her to be awesome. I truly love her. I think like you, man, she goes out there and she plays with more passion and more fire. And like I said, with a bigger chip on her shoulder than anybody I've ever seen in the women's game. And I'm going back to Martina. I'm going back to Chris Evert. It's just a different level, man. It really is. They were great too. Don't get me wrong. But she is by far, to me, the greatest woman of all time to play the game. And we're getting to watch her. And like you said, at this age, she's getting better, and it's like hard to believe because there's so many young up-and-comers. You see it on the men's side. There's a lot of young and up-and-comers. Yeah, Djokovic and Nadal and Federer and those guys continue to get to semifinals and whatnot, but every now and then you have a breakthrough with the Chiliches and the Stan Wawrinkas out there, and on any given day, those guys can go out there and win and dominate a tournament. So It just speaks volumes about how good she really is, because she never lets up, man. And like you said, Sharapova, she's a great champion herself. But you know what? She can't even stay in the same swimming pool as Serena Williams. She can't even hang on the same, ground with her. It's just very, very impressive the way that she dismantles some of those good, very good top women's players, man. And you just didn't see it like that. Yeah, Martina would win and Chris Evert would win, and they were battling each other time in and time again. She just beats everybody, man, and she just goes out there and does her thing. And again, like I said, plays with that chip on her shoulder. And the one thing that she said to me, that, or not to me, but to in general, she said to everybody, is she knows that she's going to win a match basically when she steps out on that court, before she's even hit a tennis ball. And to me, man, that's the most impressive thing that I've really almost heard anybody ever say, because I know when I go out there, I get that same feeling. I know what she's talking about, but it's another thing to go out there and then execute everything that you have, because I go out there a lot of times and I know that I'm outmatched, or I know that I'm way too much of a match for somebody. But at the end of the day, man, you have to go out there and you have to hit the shots, and you have to go out there and be able to battle no matter what. So she does it better than anybody I've ever seen, Jeff.
She drops chaos from her routine. When chaos happens, that's when upsets happen. And she takes that completely out of the equation. And let me say something else about Serena Williams. And, you know, this is more of a socialistic rant than a sports take. But, you know, you look at the men's side, you know, and I know the true tennis fans that, you know, don't really practice nationalism when they're rooting for their guys. I mean, you got people in Atlanta, Georgia that are going to root for Federer and Djokovic and Sharapova and everyone else. But, you know, Serena Williams is the American that's carrying the game of tennis. I saw a Darren Revell tweet on Sunday morning that said it's been 47 majors since an American man has won, and you know you have Serena dominating for the stars and stripes on this side. I think that that's a pretty cool thing. When you look around the you know, the individual sports, you see Jordan Spieth at the top of the, you know, top of the PGA leaderboard constantly. You see Serena at the top, and it's not a given. Americans are not necessarily the best athletes in the world, but Serena Williams certainly represents Los Angeles, California, and these United States by going out there and just winning. And especially in this three-set format at Wimbledon, she's just been positively dominant for so many years now.
Well, with the women, they always play 2 out of 3. The men play the 3 out of 5 sets. The women always play 2 out of 3, no matter what, whether it's a major or not a major. So, but again, to me, that makes no difference, because the truth of the matter is they're out there and they're battling it for those 2 out of 3 sets. But most of the time, she's not going to go 3 sets. Let's be honest. She wins in 2. She destroys her opponents time in and time out. And I think that, you know what, coming into the U.S. Open, I think the support that she's going to have is just going to be overwhelming, to be honest with you. She holds all 4 majors right now. She's going to have an opportunity to just back it up one more time there at the U.S. Open. And I'll tell you what, I think she's going to really, really cherish the moment, because in all honesty, Jeff, she is getting older. We don't know how many more opportunities that she's going to have at this. And with that being said, it's the same thing when I watch Roger Federer, who, by the way, to me, may be playing some of the best tennis that I've seen him play in a long, long time, maybe even his whole career, to be honest with you, this whole Wimbledon championship, because he's looked very, very impressive, gone out there and played much better than a lot of us would have thought that he had in his tank at this point. So very impressed with Serena, you know, in the 30s of her career, and Roger Federer in his 30s, really making a statement, to be honest with you. And it makes me think back to the day when Andre Agassi was still playing, and he was like 36 years old. And at a certain point, you're still just playing a lot of these sports, whether it's tennis, basketball, football, whatever. You are playing at a certain point in your career for the love of the game. And I would honestly say that at this point, you know, not only is she the best, but she really, truly loves this game. And Roger Federer, the same thing. He's not the best anymore, but he truly loves the game of tennis. And you know what? That's why these two continue to go out there and battle and play in their young mid-30s, whereas a lot of people hang it up, man. This is not a sport where you stick around and play and you overdo it, because the body just can't take it like in some of these other sports. So I think it's really important for us to just cherish these moments watching these great champions, because it could end at any time now, Jeff, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, you know what you notice about these guys. They're playing past their expiration date, quite frankly, but they're playing at a top level. I don't think that you're going to see Roger Federer continue at it if he's leaving after the first weekend of Grand Slam events, and he's not at least in the hunt of, you know, every tournament he plays in between. So there's something to be said, not only that they're still playing, but they're not hanging on to their career. They're still thriving.
Yeah, no, I mean, but that's my point, is a lot of these people, like, and we could talk about Michael Jordan. He didn't know when to quit, right? He kept coming back time in and time again. Brett Favre, same thing, kept coming back to the Green Bay Packers, finally had to move on to the Minnesota Vikings and whatnot, you know, and then later on to the Jets.
Favre still played at a high level. You talk about some of these guys, like Jerry Rice trying to play for the Denver Broncos in 2005. Sure. Where it just makes no sense. You know, we've seen O.J. Simpson in the Seahawks jersey, and Joe Namath playing for the Rams, you know, Willie Mays falling out of the batter's box for the Mets. You know, when you play too long, it shows and it tarnishes your legacy. When you play at the high level until you hang them up, it's really something else.
Yeah, absolutely. And we are taking our Air Force Network break and appreciate the troops checking us out. Really do, man. If you got an opportunity to call us, we'd love to hear from you, to be honest with you. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Stick around. The American Forces Network. I apologize 100%. And again, for all of you, if you are listening, 1-800-878-7529. We do want to hear from you. We want to hear from everybody. We're talking sports, man. This is the way it works. We'd love to hear from you. We got a lot to say, but you make us even that much better, to be honest with you. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
Want to be the next great sports announcer? Check out Rabble.tv, where you call the action. You already know more than the guys on TV. It's time to show the world what you can do by sharing your insights and opinions about the sports you love, like football, baseball, basketball, soccer, MMA, wrestling, and more. Everything from the biggest matchups in the world to a game right in your neighborhood. Join other Rabblers who are creating a fresh new type of audio entertainment. So mute the audio coming from that network guy who never liked your team anyway, and let us hear what you think. Rabble.tv.
Come celebrate new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline with a chance to upgrade your drive when you fill up at Shell. Introducing the 100 BMWs and 100-Day Sweepstakes. Swipe your fuel rewards card to enter to win a BMW 320i. Don't have a card? Get one free at participating Shell stations or visit fuelrewards.com/win. Offer ends September 8th, 2015. No purchase necessary. See official rules at shell.us/win. Void in Maryland, New Jersey, and Virginia where prohibited by law.
You only get one chance to make a first impression. What does your home's appearance say about you? I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and I'll share some simple and budget-friendly ways to improve your curb appeal right after this. What's the first step of any building or repair project? I always make sure I have the tools and materials I need, starting with the QuickCrete mobile app. With easy one-touch access, you can watch project video instructions, quickly pull up a material shopping list, and make sure you have what you need, or use the app to figure out how much you need and find out where to buy it. You can even share your finished project via the Quick Share function. It's the tool you can use from start to finish. Download the QuickCrete mobile app on the App Store or Google Play today. If your home is looking a little worse for the wear or perhaps seems to be stuck in a decade of days gone by, here are a few simple, inexpensive improvements that all revolve around color. A new coat of paint is the number one difference you can make, and if you do the painting yourself, you'll save a ton of money. And if time is an issue, simply focus on painting just one side at a time. Another area to draw focus is on accents, such as a bold colored door or complementary colored shutters. A splash of color in the yard adds a lot of appeal, so look at a few plants and flowers to create an interesting look. And finally, don't forget about something as simple as adding color and decorative foliage around your mailbox. Color is the key without spending a lot of green. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week. You can get involved 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. And check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Again, so much to talk about. A lot of things happening. Been some interesting things going on here in Phoenix, too. I don't know. Hey, Jeff, just out of curiosity, you both of us are living in Phoenix, Arizona. Did you happen to catch Donald Trump in Phoenix yesterday?
No, yesterday was actually my birthday, so we were out celebrating, and it's been a lot of time in front of the TV.
I did say happy birthday to you, by the way. Did you get my message or no?
I did, and I appreciate it, man.
Did you have a good day or what?
Oh, I had a great day. You know, got to go to one of the nano breweries that we really like here in Phoenix. They just opened a new location, so got to check that out. I might even head back there because they're dog friendly and bring the dog on the patio and hang out today. And a couple of my friends threw a pool party for me at their house, so we were in the pool until the 2 o'clock hour around last call. So it was a complete day, and it was a great day. And I only do it once a year, but I love to celebrate.
Yeah, that's cool, man, and it's kind of cool. I've noticed you and I are very close with our birthdays. Mine happens to be Monday, which is the 13th. Yours was Saturday, the 11th. So I knew I liked you for some reason, man. Now that I know we're both cancers, it makes it that much better.
I think our listeners might say we're cancer on certain takes that we have, too.
Absolutely. Well, let's get back at it here. Did you happen to catch the UFC fight last night with McGregor?
Negative. I read a little bit about it. It looks like they're almost 200 events in, and Dana White's just getting more and more popular with his brand. I think it's the I don't like to admit it. I'm not a big fan of the UFC format or MMA in general, but yeah, there's no question it's replaced the old Sweet Science that that we grew up with in the 80s and 90s. Hand-to-hand combat requires a little bit more than a pair of gloves and a puncher's chance.
No, absolutely. It's definitely taken over the boxing world. Let's face it, boxing is really a thing of the past. And you know what? Boxing has itself to blame for that. Let's be honest about that. And MMA has come on and definitely taken by storm. I don't know if you happen to catch. I saw a feed on Facebook the other day where there were little, like, very young kids, junior MMA, I think is what they were calling it. And these kids literally, I swear, Jeff, they were no older than 8, maybe 9 years old, and they're sitting there battling it out in a ring. Is that something that's good or positive for us as a society, or do you think we should be waiting until you are a grown man to get in there and mix it up?
From an injury perspective, there's probably definitely some concern, but as far as my take on kids and sports is, regardless of whether it's fighting, it's t-ball, it's basketball, it's all about fundamentals, teamwork, organization, and discipline, quite frankly. I think that, I had a cousin that that took karate when he was a kid. And, he grew up, he's the commanding officer of his Army Reserve unit in West Virginia. So, you definitely see it shows, the way that the kids that grow up playing sports are generally the ones that are able to stay out of trouble later in life. And, I think that if MMA is going to be popular for adolescents and teens, maybe teach these kids that they're not so they're not scrapping on the playground without discipline. And usually these kids that know karate don't utilize it for malice, and the same for mixed martial arts there.
No, that's a great point. I think your point is actually well taken about just getting involved in something in general when you're a young kid, whether it is MMA fighting or basketball or football or baseball, whatever it is. It does somewhat keep you out of trouble a little bit, keeps you a little bit more disciplined. And like you said, it does kind of set a foundation for these kids to just continue being an athlete and trying to strive to be the best at whatever it is. So, you know what, in a way, I'm all for it. I think it's a good thing to a certain degree. I don't want to see kids going out there and getting hurt. So that's not what I'm saying by saying it's a good thing. So don't misunderstand what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I agree with you in the sense of it shows more discipline in that particular sport. It probably helps a kid to maybe focus a little bit more. If you get interested in something at a young age, you're going to work at it for a long, long time. It's like myself. I started playing tennis when I was 5 years old. I started swimming when I was 6 years old. I started playing basketball and baseball and football with my brothers when I was 7 or 8 years old because they were a little bit older than me. So yeah, I think that all those things definitely help to shape and form you as an individual. And you know what? The sooner you get that type of killer instinct or that want to be great at something, I think the better, to be honest with you. So if you're starting at 5, you're starting at 5. If you're starting at 10, you're starting at 10. Whatever it is, just really get after it and give it your 100%, because that's how you get the most out of it.
No question. You know, it's funny because you hear about these guys that didn't play the sport that they're in until they were in high school. Some guys get to, you know, some college football players get to campus as basketball players, and the football coach wants to make them into a tight end. So, you know, it's interesting where people pick it up, whether it's later in life or early in your childhood. And, you know, I think the one mistake that parents are making, especially with the popularity of AAU coming on, is trying to make your son or daughter a one sport athlete. Let them get out there. I understand parents want to take a break, so you can't, you know, you don't want to keep a 12-month calendar, you know, because it is like a job getting your kids to practice and getting to the games. Yeah. And whatnot, but you know, it's a big deal. You play as many sports as you can, diversify, learn what you're good at, learn what you have fun with, and you know, I think that's why I like this business of talking about sports, because I want to get people interested in sports, but in particular, I want the kids to get out there and play. You know, the NFL has the Play 60. Let's get them away from the video games. Let's get them out onto the field to play.
No, it's a great point, man. Less video games and get out there and actually do it yourself. You know, go sweat, go work hard, and learn what it takes to go out there and battle with people. I agree 100%, man. At the end of the day, man, it is all about the kids and exposing them to a lot of different things. And that's what I tell a lot of my people that I work with young kids. I say, listen, I appreciate the fact that you like to come to me, and, you know, some of these people come to me 2 or 3 days a week, and I say to them, look, as a kid, I was exposed to all different types of things. My parents didn't force one thing down my throat. They didn't force anything, to be honest with you. I like going out there and playing. I like playing everything. I like playing, like I said, basketball, baseball, football, soccer, tennis, swimming, golf, you name it. I liked them all. I was just a junkie when it came to sports, man. I was that kid that they had to pull out of the gym every day by his ear. But the truth of the matter is you know what? It definitely helped me to really be well-rounded in all sports. So I agree with you, man. I tell all my people, get out there and expose your kid to as many sports at about 12 or so. That's when you got to kind of make a decision as to which route you want to go. And then you start kind of, you know, mastering your skills and really working on that particular sport. But until you're 12 or 13 years old, I would say expose these kids to as many and as much as you possibly can.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's sad because I'm only hearing about it. I don't have kids myself, but I'm only hearing the kids aren't interested in playing Little League. It's too expensive. You know, these communities need to put it together. I understand it's not 1984 when I started playing baseball, yeah. But you know, when the registration fee was $20, you played about 15 games a season, you know, 2-3 nights a week, usually a game on Sunday. Saturdays, we were given off, and you know, it was always a good time. It's really some of the best highlights of my childhood. We're getting to know kids from the other schools in my city by playing baseball with them. And I just think it's a shame to hear that, you know, parents say it's too expensive or their kid's not interested. I'm a big believer in the continuation of the popularity of baseball. And what we need is these kids to play. Otherwise, you know, and the Latin country, you know, the Latin American countries certainly have their advantages because a lot of these kids play baseball or bust. But, you know, to get these kids out there so that they can, you know, that they can grow up to be the next, you know, insert big, you know, big sports star name here. And, it, you know, when it doesn't happen because the parents are lazy or the parents make assumptions that their kid wouldn't be interested, the game itself really takes a hit, and we won't see the results of it for probably 15 to 20 years.
You know, and thinking about something you said about cost and whatnot, you know, the other day I was on my way home, and, you know, it's hot as heck, obviously. It's 100 and stupid out here in the Valley of the Sun at this point, you know, and your brain gets fried here and there. And I'm on my way home, and I'm sitting there, and we're driving by McDonald's, and I say, you know what, let's go get an ice cream cone. That's a really good deal. It's 59 cents for an ice cream cone. remember back in the day, man, when we would go to ice cream or go get ice cream at McDonald's, that thing was 29 cents, maybe even 39 cents or something like that, and that was a great deal. Now 59 cents is a great deal, and it's the same ice cream that was 39 cents. So your point is well taken. I mean, sports were less money back in the day. Now it's more. It costs more to just get involved with everything. Let's be honest. It is what it is. It's not $20 anymore. It's $50 now. And if you've got three kids, that's not just $50 for one. That's $50 for three kids. So it totally makes sense with what you're saying. But that's just an excuse when you think about it, because there are still ways to get your kids out there and expose them to things. They with golf, they have the first tee, which is a great thing for kids to get out there. There are ways for people to still expose their kids to stuff. So the ones that ultimately lose on this obviously are those young kids, man, and they're the ones that need it more so than anything. They need to get out there and be exposed to good things, not bad things. So the ultimate losers are those guys. And speaking of losers, man, what do you think?
Before you continue, I want to say something, you know, because we are talking about kids and sports, and you know, I want to talk about the backlash that's come upon Russell Wilson over the last week or so regarding his relationship and his beliefs and everything. I don't think that there's a better role model for kids, you know, for young people than Russell Wilson. I think that he does all the right things, and he demonstrates what it's like to be a man on the field and also off of it. You know, I know that, you know, there's people out there that might not agree with him, but let's not dehumanize the guy over trying to do the right thing.
Well, and I like his attitude, to be honest with you. I mean, he says he's going to play out his contract, you know, and you got to respect the guy for that. I think that is really impressive, because in this day and age, man, guys don't want to play out their contracts anymore. They want to get paid. He's willing to just fight it out. And you know what he said? Listen, if it doesn't work out for me in Seattle, there'll be another opportunity somewhere else. It's like what happened to him in college, you know, when he transferred to Wisconsin. He moved on to bigger and better things. So I agree with you, man. Russell Wilson is a breath of fresh air in that sense, where he's a guy that's loyal. He's a guy that's doing the right thing. He's not complaining. He's just going to go out there and handle his business. It's refreshing, Jeff.
It's leadership. That's what being a quarterback in the that's what being a successful quarterback in the National Football League is all about.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it just speaks volumes about who he is, his character, like you said, not only on the field, but off the field. This guy is a class act, man. He is going to honor that contract. We all know he should be getting paid more. He knows he should be getting paid more. But you know what? He's doing the right thing. Everybody should take a lesson from this guy. Take a note out of his book. He's a good guy. Don't hate on a guy who's a good guy. I agree with you 100%, man. Russell Wilson is a great guy. Playing out that contract, doing what he's supposed to. Anyways, we got to get to a quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, we'll be right back. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorfon Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Quick reminder, we are live every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. Live, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time every Sunday. In case you missed John Poulter today, by the way, he is on assignment at the Pan Am Games for us. So we'll get the skinny from him in a couple of weeks. I think he's gone one more week. And as well, got to remind you, we are brought to you in part today by Today's Homeowner Television, Radio, and Online Home Improvement with Danny Lipford. Danny is one of America's leading home improvement experts. For local listings and online videos and articles, go to todayshomeowner.com. That's todayshomeowner.com. And we are also brought to you by softhits.net. Jimmy Buffett, James Taylor, Journey, and Fleetwood Mac. If you like those guys, then you're going to love softhits.net. Online with broadcast quality audio, song after song. It's softhits.net. That's softhits.net. Jeff, I kind of want to set the table for what I want to talk to you and Fred about in the next hour or so, because we will have Fred Wallen join us for hour number two. Jordan Spieth and his domination of the PGA Tour right now, pretty unbelievable. He gets out of the gate on Thursday. He's kind of slow and sluggish and shoots that 71. And people are, you know, thinking, oh, this and that and the other. But then the guy really turns it around, does the unthinkable, goes out there and shoots 10 under in the third round, put himself in a great position to win another tournament. A week after, he wins a tournament before. The guy's just unbelievable, you know. We talk about greatness. We throw greatness around. We talked about it with LeBron James. We've talked about it with Tiger Woods. We've obviously talked about it with Roger Federer. We've obviously talked about it with Rafael Nadal. And we're doing it about Serena right now. But is Jordan Spieth the future of golf? That's the real question, man. Is this guy the future, not only for American golf, but golf in general? Does he set the bar? I think he does, man. He has the first two legs of that unbelievable four Grand Slams. But this dude is awesome. We're going to get into that. Keep it close, everybody. Jeff Rich, Fred Wallen, and the Dorfman on the other side. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.